What a delightful gospel we have today. It's one of my favorite gospels to use with children. They become enthralled when hearing about Zacchaeus, how small he was, just like them, how he scampered up that sycamore tree, as they sometimes do in play, how Jesus abruptly stopped in his tracks, spied Zacchaeus up there, out on a limb, and came down and told him to hurry down. With such an auspicious beginning, we might expect Zacchaeus to jump for joy, like some lottery winner crowing, "Out of all the people here today, he chose me." But that's not the way it happened, was it? Zacchaeus was not just some lucky stiff who got singled out by Jesus. The gospel conspicuously identifies him as a tax collector, and a very rich one at that. Without a doubt, Zacchaeus' fellow countrymen despised him as a double-dealing opportunist who fleeced his neighbors in order to curry favor with the Roman occupiers. Actually, it's a wonder that the crowd only grumbled when Jesus elected to stay at Zacchaeus' house. It's amazing that they did not pummel him right there on the spot. When Zacchaeus finally does scramble down that tree, he tries to set the record straight. "Lord," he says, "I am not like that. I am not your run-of-the-mill tax collector. I don't shake people down. In fact, I give half of what I own to the poor. And whenever I discover that I've overcharged someone, I repay that person four times over." Although Zacchaeus tried to convince Jesus that he was upright and generous, it's unlikely that he was successful in changing the opinion of the grumbling bystanders. How could he have gotten so rich if he were so doggone upstanding, they grouse. Remarkably, Jesus is undeterred by the crowd's rejection of Zacchaeus. In fact, he doesn't even wait for Zacchaeus to protest his innocence. Before Zacchaeus even opens his mouth, Jesus says, "Come down at once, for I must stay at your house tonight." In other words, Jesus acts toward Zacchaeus the same way he acts toward you and me. He does not wait until we clean up our act before he pushes his way into our life. Instead, he abruptly announces, "Ready or not, here I come." It's good for us to remember that. What counts most with God is not who we have been up till now or how we have acted in the past. Rather, it is who we want to be and how we want to behave from now on. I wonder what Jesus and Zacchaeus talked about. After all, the gospel says that Jesus spent all afternoon and the entire night at Zacchaeus' house. I mean, how do you fill up so many hours of conversation with a stranger you've just met? I wonder if Zacchaeus ever got around to explaining to Jesus why he chose such a contemptible occupation in the first place. I wonder if Zacchaeus crumbled as he described to Jesus what it was like living in a town where every day his wife was sneered at by the other women, where his children were taunted in the streets because their father was a tax collector. I wonder if Jesus, in his turn, shared with Zacchaeus any of his own feelings of rejection, like the time that his Nazareth neighbors grumbled, "Who does this Jesus think he is? He's just a carpenter's son, isn't he?" Whatever other topics Zacchaeus and Jesus talked about, it's a cinch that their conversation must have touched on Zacchaeus's extraordinary wealth. After all, again and again in the gospel, Jesus praises and blesses the poor and bristles at the rich. "Woe to you rich," he says on one occasion, and on another, "how hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. It is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle." Zacchaeus's exceptional generosity to the poor must have astonished Jesus. "Half of my possessions I give to the poor." Keep in mind that while Jesus repeatedly warns about the dangers of riches, he never condemns rich people. Instead, he seems to say, it's not how much you have, it's what you do with it. It's also worth remembering that in Luke's gospel, wealth doesn't just mean cold cash and other capital assets. Rather, wealth refers to all our possessions, including our time and our talents. To those who want to follow him as a disciple, Jesus insists that we make use of our treasure to benefit the poor. For those who have been blessed with material wealth, it means to share that wealth generously. For the rest of us, it means to place our God-given talents and time at the service of the poor. We who live here in Washington have an additional opportunity, and it seems to me an additional obligation. You and I live in the power center of the free world. So many decisions that affect the lives of migrants and refugees, the poor and the homeless, are made in our backyard. I believe that this gospel about Zacchaeus, as well as our church's extensive social teaching, oblige us to raise our voice and to leverage our influence to advocate for compassionate policies that benefit all God's children, especially the most vulnerable. Let's pray that every Holy Trinity family, every Holy Trinity parishioner will hear an echo of Jesus' invitation to Zacchaeus and eagerly use our treasure, our talents, our time, and also our influence to make our nation a more welcoming place, a place where Jesus might look up and say to us, "Come down quickly, for today I want to stay at your parish." I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things, visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us, and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried and rose again on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. The Lord is faithful in all his works, In confidence, we now give voice to our prayers.
Let us pray for the church. May God strengthen us to imitate Jesus, always seeking out the marginalized, poor, and forgotten. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Let us pray for our nation. May God inspire our national leaders to work for the common good and to seek to grow the rights and dignity of all people. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Let us pray for those who feel disaffected or rejected by our faith community. May they find in this parish the acceptance, love, and compassion of Christ Jesus. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Let us pray for Archbishop Gregory. May his ministry among us be marked by healing, love, and the building up of God's reign. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Let us pray for all Haitians and those at our sister parish, Saint Jean Baptiste, as unrest in Haiti grows. May government leaders uphold the rights of the poor and the dignity of workers, and may violence cease. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Let us pray for the sick, namely Catherine Loftus. May they know the compassion and kindness of God in their illness. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Let us pray for the dead, namely Bernard Carr. May they rest in the peace of Christ. We pray to the Lord.
God of mercy, you seek out the lost and those who feel far from your love. Hear our prayers and the prayers we hold in the quiet of our hearts, that we might realize your kingdom more each day. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen. The gifts will be brought to the altar by the Bolajack family, Paul, Lisa, Anna, and Kara.
Page 4 of your worship aid.
In our
My sisters and brothers, our simple gifts of bread and wine are now prepared. Pray with me that they be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May our sacrifice of praise, O Lord, be pleasing to you and become for us a holy outpouring of your mercy through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. Through Christ our Lord. For out of compassion for the waywardness that is ours, he humbled himself and was born of the Virgin. By the passion of the cross, he freed us from unending death, and by rising from the dead, he gave us life eternal. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Wilton, our Bishop, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, Zacchaeus, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Jesus taught us to call God Father, and so we have the courage to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Let's offer each other the sign of peace. Thanks, Barbara. Peace. Thanks. Peace. 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 Hi. Peace, Christoph. Peace. Peace. Peace, Mary. Peace, Joe. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed. In your worship aid, come and be fed.
Lavish abundance enlivens this place. Good measure pressed down, running over. Come closer to savor the goodness of grace. Good measure pressed down, running over. Come and be fed. Come and be filled. Come with your hearts and your voices. Grateful creation rejoices. The dry land bursts forth into rivers and springs. Good measure pressed down, running over. God's mercy pours out over all living things. Good measure pressed down, running over. Come and be fed. The harvest are winnowed and threshed. Good measure pressed down. We bake and we break them as God's love and fleshed. Good measure pressed down, running over. Come and be fed. Come and be filled. Come with your hearts and your voices. Earth brims with a grateful creation rejoices. The oil of the olive enriches the feast. Good measure pressed down, anointing and sealing believer and priest. Good measure pressed down, running over. Come and be fed. Be filled. Come with your hearts and your voices. Earth brims with heaven God has willed. A grateful creation rejoices. The grapes of the vineyard are pressed into wine. Delight for the branches of Christ's living vine. Come and be fed. Come and be filled. Come with your hearts and your voices. Earth brims with heaven God has willed. A grateful creation rejoices. God's welcome is wider than all we conceive. Our love multiplies as we give and receive. Come and be fed. Come and be filled. Come lift your hearts and your voices. Earth brims with heaven. A grateful creation rejoices.
number 622, Canticle of the Turning.
For the strong to fight for.